Morning Watch, the Holy Word for Morning Revival, Book of Philippians, Week 1. Wednesday Related Verses. Philippians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. Even as it is right for me to think this concerning you all, because you have me in your heart, since both in my bonds and in my defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all fellow partakers with me of grace. For God is my witness, how I long after you all in the inward parts of Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we have judged this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live may no longer live to themselves, but to him who died for them and has been raised. Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 through 22. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. For all things are for your sakes, that the grace which has abounded through the greater number may cause the thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 5, verse 15. But it is not that as the offense was, so also the gracious gift is. For if by the offense of the one the many died, much more the grace of God and the free gift in grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, have abounded to the many. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. For if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Portions from Footnotes. Philippians chapter 1, verse 7. Even as it is right for me to think this concerning you all, because you have me in your heart, since both in my bonds and in my defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all fellow partakers with me of grace. Note 1 referencing defense. On the negative side, the defense of the gospel is for the resisting of perverting and distorting heresies, such as Judaism, dealt with in Galatians, and Gnosticism, dealt with in Colossians. On the positive side, the confirmation of the gospel is for the announcing of the revelations of God's mysteries concerning Christ and the church, as unveiled in the apostles' epistles. In preaching such a gospel according to God's economy, Paul renounced religion, law, culture, ordinances, customs, habits, and every kind of ism, everything that was apart from God's economy. Because Paul preached such a gospel, he was regarded as a troublemaker, a pest. Note 2, referencing fellow partakers. Fellow partakers of grace are those who share and enjoy the processed triune God as grace. The apostle was such in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, and the saints at Philippi were fellow partakers with him in this grace. Note 3, referencing with me of grace, or of my grace. Paul's grace was the grace that he enjoyed and that surpassed his sufferings in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. This grace was not God objectively. It was the triune God, processed to be his portion subjectively and experientially. Portions from Life Study Messages. To suffer for the gospel is to stand for the interest of God's economy. As long as we remain in the Lord's recovery, caring for the accomplishment of God's economy, our destiny is to suffer for the gospel. Along with suffering for the gospel, there is always the enjoyment of grace. Suffering for God's economy brings in the supply of grace. When Paul wrote to the Philippians, he was suffering for the gospel. In chapter 1, verse 7, 13, 14, and 17, he refers to his bonds, that is, his imprisonment. This indicates clearly that the book of Philippians was written from prison. Although Paul was a prisoner, he was enjoying the Lord. Verse 7, in which Paul speaks of partaking of grace, indicates this. Paul was in bonds, but he was enjoying grace. This verse indicates clearly and strongly that for Paul, prison was a place of feasting and not merely of suffering. Verse 8 indicates that Paul experienced the inward parts of Christ. The Greek word rendered inward parts means bowels. It signifies inward affection, then tender mercy and sympathy. Paul was one with Christ, even in his bowels, the tender inward parts, in longing after the saints. Verses 7 and 8 belong together and should not be separated. Notice that verse 8 begins with the conjunction for. This indicates that grace is related to the inward parts of Christ. Paul partook of grace, for he longed after all the saints in the inward parts of Christ. To enjoy Christ is to be one in Christ's inward parts. This refers not only to enjoyment, but also to living Christ. To live Christ is to abide in his inward parts, and there to enjoy him as grace. To magnify Christ and to live Christ require that we remain in the inward parts of Christ. In simple words, this is to abide in him. If we would be those in Christ, we must be in his inward parts. We need to be in his tender heart and delicate feelings. If we abide here, we shall enjoy Christ as grace and experience him in a very practical way. As we experience Christ and enjoy him as our grace, we shall be sustained in suffering for the gospel by caring for the accomplishment of God's economy on earth today.